Steve, there are ways to break your duck in terms of Premier League wins, and there are ways to break your duck, and that's a fairly emphatic way to do it.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of relief you feel around the place, the stadium, and so pleased for the fans and everybody. But you know, we've got to make sure we don't get carried away with this, like we didn't get carried away when we got beat 6 by Man City. You know, looking at the game, we've got a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm absolutely delighted for the fans and for the players and the staff, because you know, the first 8 games have been tough, which we've said, and we've had to deal with a lot. Mm-hmm. But I've got to say, the players, the fans, the coaches, the staff, medical, we've kept calm, we've kept quiet, we've kept working. And we've said if we continue doing that, we've got the ability to win games, and today showed that.
As you say, until you stretched your legs late on, it was a strange old game up until then. I mean, you could argue that Norwich started the second half the better of the two teams.
Absolutely did. And it was a strange kind of game, showed our strengths and showed our weaknesses. Mm. And as I say, with that, you know, you're going to get games like that. And we don't want that every week. The result, yes, but not performances like that. It was a bit gun and run, as I say. But Norwich did well. We always thought there'd be a danger. Came back in, you know, at 3-1. I thought, oh, come on. 3-2, yeah. Getting a little nervous. And I think it's nervousness, it's apprehension. You can feel that in the crowd. You can feel that with the players. And we needed that fourth goal and the fifth and the sixth to make it clear.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange, isn't it? Because we sat on Thursday and said, just win a game, 1-0, in off someone's backside. But all of a sudden, you've won the game, but you're talking about a fifth goal and a sixth goal. And it just cranks it up, doesn't it?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the players kind of, you know, came out today, yeah. and shone today and performed today to the standard of capabilities that we know. And that we've been kind of struggling for, since the beginning of the season. Mm. The organisation was good, but the front four were very good, and a handful for anybody when they're like that. You know, the power of Musa was phenomenal today. Mm. I mean, wants to be a top four player, keep performing like that every week, fantastic. And Genie, you know, shows the qualities that he's got. Nyos is always a threat, and Mitrovic is a handful as well. So the front four, and as long as we can get things behind that, nice and secure, we'll go on. But you know, still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, as you said with your opening remarks, easy after the event to say these things, but there was enough evidence against Chelsea and enough evidence first half against Manchester City to suggest that this team had a beating of somebody in them.
We talked about that on Thursday, didn't we, in the press, and that's why we were quite, you know, calm about things and quiet. You just keep doing the right things. Just keep doing the right things, and eventually, you know, things will come together, because we see it. We see it every day in training. We see the quality that we've got. You know, we saw today at times they really had to dig in, and they dug in today and rode the luck a little bit, and then got a little bit luck at the end. But they worked hard for that, and that's what you need to do first and foremost for these fans, for the stadium. You need to work hard first, and they did.
And Wijnaldum, 4 goals. I mean, the team as a collective have scored 6 for the first time at this football club for a while. But you have to go back to Shearer's 5 against Sheffield Wednesday a lot of years ago. And he's a midfield player, this kid.
Well, yeah, we don't quite know what he is. And I think that's the beauty of Gini. You can play him anywhere. He's got the intelligence to do that. And, you know, we've tried in various situations, but we just hanged him on that left-hand side and gave him a little bit of freedom and... Mm-hmm. And he showed his qualities, his tempo, and his finishing.
Does it set you up too much for next weekend?
Yeah.
Does everybody now think, well, you've won 6-2 against Norwich, there's only one winner of the derby? That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how many derbies they've lost, so Sunderland will be the favourite for that.
Yeah.
You know, because of that hoodoo, and, you know, we've got to break the hoodoo, and we'll enjoy this, recover. But there was a great... focus intensity this week about them, which I was pleased about, and they got the rewards. We need it again next week.